This episode is brought to you by Castwave Studios and Amazon. Go to www.castwavestudios.com and click the Amazon tab and search for everything from iPads to streaming video to Surge. Mmm, so tasty. Doesn't cost you a thing and help keeps the studio producing free content. Go to castwavestudios.com and click the Amazon tab today.
The Internet, the final frontier.
This week on Boldly Going Nowhere, we discuss sequels, we discuss revamped television shows, and we discuss Texas Hold'em on the PS4 with Sam and Max and GLaDOS and other characters? I'm Colin Kakamas, and you just got to the good part. Strap in and sit tight, because we're boldly going nowhere. Going Nowhere, the podcast so popular you have yet to hear of it. And God, Sean, seriously, we got to come up with something new.
Okay. Yeah, podcast, cool.
Okay.
tastes like chicken.
Boldly Going Nowhere. It tastes like chicken.
It's better than what he said.
No, hey, I like that. Boldly Going Nowhere. Yeah, podcast, cool.
Yeah, podcast, chicken.
There you go. Combine them. Yeah, we are unstoppable.
Boldly Going Nowhere. The only podcast you don't actually need an iPod to listen to.
One deep fryer away from being perfect.
Boldly Going Nowhere. One deep fryer away from being perfect.
You know what we should do? Every week we should just come up with a new tagline like Futurama did.
Yes.
All right. Just do
that'd
that.
Be fantastic.
There we go. That'll work. All right. Anyway. So, we started out this week. We're going to start with the bad news first and then progressively build up to the awesome shit.
Okay.
Just to get it out of the way. So, it's official. Jeremy Clarkson has been fired.
As of this morning.
As of this morning. Poor Jezza. Yeah, I mean, this...
Poor Jezza. Okay, let me... Can
the
I just...
part
I,
of you
let
die
me,
inside?
Let me just say this now. You can't entirely say poor Jezza.
No, you can't.
Punched a producer in the face. I love the man. I love the
he
show.
He needed a hot meal, damn it.
Yeah, but you can't do things like that.
He needed a hot meal.
You can't... And everybody in America is all pissed off, and I hate to say it, but do you not think that at this point America's gotten a little more savage about such things? Because I was talking to Sean about it this morning in the apartment, and he goes, well, we'd probably just put that on the show if it was in America. And I was like, you're right. The Brits have just more respect for the situation, because he's right. In America, they'd be like, hey, so we punched a guy. Who cares?
Are the cameras still rolling? I mean, let's be fair. Right. But Zach, by that same argument, he punched Piers Morgan in the face and fucking Great Britain threw a fucking parade for him.
Well, that's different.
Nobody likes Piers Morgan.
The world doesn't like Piers Morgan. Show me one man. I'm sure that, like, Kim Jong-un probably likes Piers Morgan, but that's probably it. Nobody likes Piers Morgan.
Okay, fair enough. Fuck Larry King.
This is like a high-ranking BBC producer, and the BBC is amazing. Okay. So unless this guy was like Hitler's godson, I don't see any reason for Clarkson to punch him. Yeah.
Well, so there's been a lot of speculation about what's going to happen now. Some of the speculation is that Clarkson's going to get picked up by
Arrival.
I mean, there's discussion that Netflix might pick him up to do an audio to do a program.
Oh, who wouldn't? Now, my theory, I've really thought about this. You know who, if I were these people, I would go after him immediately right now? HBO. Because HBO, the thing is, they're always like unplugged and they don't care about stuff like that, but mainly, they need more original programming because they just made a deal with Apple that they're going to have a special streaming service just for Apple. I think it's called HBO Streaming or something like that. It's not even HBO Go.
They could call those programs, if they're on your iPod, they could call them
IHBO
podcasts.
What?
Oh my god,
that's crazy.
I don't know. I've just been thinking that the HBO podcast is
named after iPods, right?
Yeah,
I believe.
And when's the last time HBO had a good reality type show like that?
I mean,
their fictional programming is very good. I'm not saying it's not.
I mean, they did that. You know, they did that reality show about the brothel in Nevada like years ago, and that's about it.
Precisely. When's the last time they had a good reality show?
Never.
I know you guys can't see it, but Brian, you look so defeated when you remember, like, yeah, they used to have that brothel show. I'm so old. So long ago.
And I love that. I love that, even though the fact that you're like the youngest one here.
When I was just two, I watched The Brothel.
I was 11 years old, and I was what's this show?
But here's the thing. Like, if you think about was HBO's original programming, at least for like reality stuff, Zach, the only three or four shows like in the last 10-15 years.
Yeah.
There was that. There was that. Didn't they do a series where they followed around the Dallas Cowboys that everyone hated because
yeah, it was awful.
Is Entourage on HBO?
Yes. Yeah, but that's a scripted entertainment show. Scripted. Yeah, that's not reality.
Yeah.
Anybody remember the show where HBO followed around Dane Cook for his vicious cycle tour? It's
dreadful.
I was going to watch it, and then I found out that Dane Cook's in it. So
the only thing worse than Dane Cook's comedy. There was a show about Dane Cook.
There was one where like people would get into a taxi cab or whatever.
Taxi cab confessions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Taxi cab confessions.
That's the other one I remember.
You guys are proving my point. They need a good reality show.
I agree.
Remember Dane Cook? Yeah, they need a good reality
show. That's what I'm saying. So Clarkson.
I'm saying.
And we come to HBO.
And that's the other thing issue is that BBC is committed to continue with Top Gear, but who are they going to.
But how are we going to. I've thought about this, and I told Sean this, is there's only one man that can fill that spot, that could save that show, and I'd be like, we're fine. And that is Craig Ferguson. And
it's not going to happen, though.
I know it won't, but that is the answer.
Yeah, they've actually
I
already,
would fucking watch that.
If it's Chris Evans, I'm out.
Yeah.
That dude is like talking chloroform.
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate his love of cars. I appreciate that he's got an amazing Ferrari collection. He's not entertaining. His interview on Top Gear was boring. The segment where James went to look at the Ferraris was boring. He can't host that show.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Two Captain Slows. One that's funny and one that isn't.
Well, the Telegraph has reported...
Is it Chris Evans?
He has the same name as the actor Chris Evans.
Okay.
Not Captain America.
No.
Chris Evans.
That'd be amazing.
Chris Evans is a popular... breakfast television host in Great Britain.
Morning TV personality.
Yeah, so the idea, and actually, unfortunately, Zach, the Telegraph has been reporting that that seems to be the top candidate to replace Clarkson.
Oh, God.
But here's the other thing.
I'll get my pillow ready.
But here's the other thing. It doesn't matter because didn't Hammond and May already state publicly that if Clarkson got fired, they weren't staying?
Well, that's until BBC breaks out the checkbook, let's be honest. It's $1.5 billion industry. They'll buy them out. They will buy them out.
I don't know.
There's always room for more money.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying
based on the ratings that Clarkson and them.
But that's the thing. Who's going to give them the better offer? Is it going to be the BBC or if somebody picks Clarkson
and tries to snag those two?
I mean,
it depends. It does. He's not wrong, but versus going up against the BBC is a tall order. It's the BBC.
Well, here's the thing. Right now is the perfect time for like ITV or Channel 4 to be like,
hey, ITV's already been vulturing Clarkson real bad, like, according to the news.
Let's try and take down the fucking BBC.
Which, I mean, I've seen some of their shows. They're not bad.
No, not at all.
I was actually just going to ask, like, are there other television stations in Britain at all?
Yes.
I only hear about the one.
ITV, Channel 4. The North.
Yes.
which is really boring.
Yes. Actually, I heard something, just going a little bit off topic, I heard something kind of weird. People have to pay a television license in Britain to watch TV.
Yeah, but they also have to pay a congestion tax in London.
Yeah.
So you have to pay to sit in traffic. I mean, it's not the weirdest thing that's happened over there.
Fair enough.
I also heard that a plate of fish and chips is costs like 18 American dollars.
Yeah.
Like London is the most expensive city in the world to live right now.
But if you think about it, I mean, and you go anywhere around here to get a very good plate of fish and chips, what they would consider good is probably going to cost you just about that amount of money.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you, like we've talked about Netflix, ITV, HBO. If I was Clarkson, would you like to know where I would send my resume first thing in the morning as like the ultimate middle finger to the entire situation?
BBC America?
Fifth Gear.
Fifth Gear would have them.
The most boring show in the world.
Wait, Fifth Gear? I can't remember. Are they the German equivalent? Or
no, that's D-Motor. Fifth Gear is when Top Gear in the 1970s was the boring like niche show, the forum show.
Yeah.
In 2001, they reinvented Top Gear. Jeremy had the broadcast rights with the producer Andy Willman, and then they kept Top Gear as the new upskirt cool one. what was left, the Forum
the
show.
New Upstart Cool.
I said that wrong. But what was left of the Forum program was then Tiff, who was on original Top Gear, Tiff Nadell.
Yeah, yeah.
Took the rights for what was left of everything that was original and then made Fifth Gear, which is just a bunch of reviews. They occasionally do like cool reviews of other neat stuff.
But that's
they don't
the thing, though. Isn't it still run by BBC?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
I think it's ITV.
All right.
I'm so in the dark on this topic of conversation. I was just thinking to myself, Fifth Gear sounds like the Mad Magazine parody of Top Gear.
Oh, it's absolutely not. It's the most boring thing imaginable. I've watched it and I hate it.
You know what?
Might as well show up on MPT's Motor Week.
I'm not going to lie. Every time I go to my parents' house, that's on. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? It's just American
Fifth Gear. I grew up watching it. I think it's nice.
Yeah. You know, it's great until you see Top Gear, and then you realize, wow, all this other stuff is really dull.
Yeah.
Now, I would also, you didn't say American Top Gear. If Clarkson showed up on that show, History Channel would just start crying with joy. It's finally interesting.
I mean, that's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping that History Channel will finally just wise up
and
fire the cast.
Not the whole cast.
No, fire the whole cast.
No. Tanner can stay. Faust can stay. He's really entertaining. He's a good rally cross driver. He stays.
All right,
the other guy can go, and especially what's his name with the
Adam
glasses.
Ferrara.
No, Adam Ferrara's not on it. That was the original version that got canceled.
Oh, did it? Thank
yeah,
God.
Yeah, this is what is it? Tanner Faust, some actor whose name I always forget, and then the leader, who's the guy that always wears the plaid and the glasses. I can't remember his name, but
he's a douche. And
he's not funny. I absolutely hate him, and I want him to go away.
I love the fact that somewhere out there, there's a guy named Faust who didn't change his name before he got famous.
Oh yeah, Tanner Faust, famous rally cross driver.
But Jeremy really hates America, so he's probably not going to do that.
I don't know. I mean,
unless they hate him after this.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know. I don't really. I mean, I know his persona. He rips on Americans a lot.
He rips on everything.
But yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that you can get away with more in America when it comes to motoring than you can in Great Britain.
Yeah,
and they've even
talked about the show. Top Gear, saying,
how much they've complained about.
Yeah,
like, with the worst country in the world to make a car program. I mean, it's possible.
Great
Britain,
not America.
What if he did freelance, just hop over here and just start making something else? He might even be able to snag the other two.
Yeah,
can you imagine good American Top Gear?
I mean, that's kind of what I would hope for
in America. We could go visit.
We could actually go see them.
Go see them.
We could see it,
dude. I'd be down
now. We're just going to be daydreaming. And also, the most important issue here, what's going to happen to the Stig? He's lost one of his fathers. He's going to go into like some crazy homicidal rage.
Wasn't the Stig one of the people that was like trying to lobby to make sure
that a man dressed as the Stig in a really, really bad costume, no less, like looked like basically a Spider-Man costume over the Stig. Like it was like a plushy kind of... Although, to his credit, he rolled up to the BBC office in a tank. With a signed petition.
Just a million people want Clarkson back.
Oh, yeah, but he still looked horrible. I mean, his costume looked like something that you'd get from,
it's
like,
the
your
thought that counts,
son.
All right, well, okay, so let's get off that topic just because
I'll be talking about it all night.
Well, I mean, this is wherever Clarkson ends up, he's got to end up on top.
Fingers crossed. Mm-hmm. As long as he's still on television, that's all I care about.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to, like, be kicked off television anytime soon.
He should do a cooking show.
And by the way, Zach...
Who would watch that?
I would.
Zach, I wanted to take a moment to thank you for... having that Stig poster, so I didn't have to ask you who the Stig was.
Yep.
All we know is he's called the Stig.
Yep. All right, so next topic of business. This week was a really good week for nerds.
It was. So much good news.
Like, all right, so let's...
Well, until this morning.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, but that's
well,
okay.
You know, you take the good with the bad.
Yeah. All right, so we'll start... Let's start with the good news, okay. Let's see... How long was it? 18 years since it went off air? X-Files is coming 18 back.
18 years.
Yeah. Jesus X-Files
Christ.
Is back.
For a 6-episode miniseries.
Getting fucking old.
Starts filming in 2015. Duchovny and Gillian Anderson have both signed on to reprise their roles.
But of course.
Because I'm guessing Duchovny's other show where he gets blowjobs by nuns.
That's
over with now?
No, it's still going.
I'm sorry. I never found that show entertaining.
It's the problem is you can't let Duchovny write his own material. You cannot do it.
He needs to be led.
Because that's a problem. I lie. Evolution's probably like the one exception to that.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
That's the one.
Everybody gets one.
But I mean, there's. I mean, Chris.
Oh yes, Evolution, the movie where Julianne Moore fell down a lot, and they explained how black dudes tend to die first.
I mean, they're already just pointing out stuff we already knew.
Such a brilliant movie.
It had its moments.
Dude, it was brilliant. They defeated a giant, like, cellular monster with shampoo, Head and Shoulders.
Head and Shoulders.
Because Selenium was in it. which is one step over from on the periodic table from arsenic.
No, two steps down, one step over. I know.
Of course I'm the one who has to bring a bachelor's degree in chemistry to this party.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that does not even begin to stop making sense.
Yep. And to bring it into evolution.
Fair enough. What, no, yeah, anyway. I don't think we're going to be able to do that. But
yeah, think about how good that is, though, particularly where we're at with modern television-making technology.
I mean,
this is the perfect era for the X-Files to be coming back. And it's a chance for them to, not counting the terrible movies... Like,
yeah,
bring
it's like
that fiction back
and
make it
liked...
interesting. You're laughing because you know I'm right.
Okay. I kind of liked the first X-Files movie, primarily because it was featured on that MST3K special where David Duchovny was looking at some grass in the desert, and he says, "Scully, come over here. This sod's been laid recently." And then Crow pipes up by saying, "Unlike me."
It's like he's a great actor. He wore a funny hat.
And it's not a good thing to say the movie's good because it was on MST3K.
Well, no, and here's the thing. They actually have discussed
it. It wasn't the whole movie. It was just like that one scene.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. They've actually discussed this, and they say that based on the success of the six episode event series, that could backdoor into a third X-Files film.
Right on.
Well, if it's made
I don't recall hearing anything good about the second movie. I didn't even bother to see it.
It was a disaster.
I don't think anybody did.
It was a disaster.
I mean, now here's the problem. We've been told it's going to happen. We've been told when principal photography is going to start.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they're not giving us any details about the plot. They're not. You know, all we know is that it's starting to film. We don't even know
if
some.
Okay.
Of the...
I don't want details about the plot, especially if it's X-Files.
Okay.
I don't need to know shit.
I hope the smoking man's in
this. I may not even watch a preview. I already know what the X-Files is. I'm just going to wait for it to be out and turn it on.
What was that one spinoff series when it hits the three dudes that
the Lone Gunman?
Yes, I want to see them come back.
The only thing I remember from that show is that the pilot episode was about the government hijacking a Boeing 747 and flying into the World Trade Center. That aired September of 2000.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Right?
That's rough.
All I'm saying is that I remember watching past the pilot episode.
Illuminati confirmed!
Yeah, I was enjoying the show, but anyway.
Well,
yeah.
What other shows... We're not going to bring up the obvious ones like Firefly, but what other show would you think could come back now and actually be interesting?
Fuck.
Well, I mean, yeah, aside from Firefly, that's
naturally
probably the
Mystery Science of the Year 3000.
Agreed.
Yeah, but here's the question,
By
the way, first week of May, there's going to be a Riff Track special on The Room down in the Germantown theaters. Anyone interested?
I'm in.
Sure.
I'm in.
Fair enough.
Problem is that will violate one of my lifetime guarantees.
It's not in the house.
I have... What?
It's not in your apartment. It doesn't count.
No. I've made a pact to go to the grave, never seeing The Room or Sharknado.
What about Birdemic?
What's that?
Are you kidding
what,
me?
I don't know what Birdemic is.
What about Miami Connection?
I don't know what that is either.
Okay. Basically, all right, anyway. So
you have some wiggle room is what you're saying.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, no. Here's my thing. All right. So, what other show could I see come back? Mystery Science Theater 3000. I would definitely love to see come back. But my question is, who would come back as the titular character? Would it be
Joel?
I kind of want to see Joel come back. I mean, I love Mike Nelson, but Mike Nelson gets all the spotlight. Joel is pretty undercredited for a lot.
Not to mention all the stuff that, like, you know, has been going on lately with, like, because, like, Shout did this thing with MST3K for Thanksgiving where they did a live thing on YouTube, and Joel did all the hosting for that.
Now,
so
you have to remind me, Jordan, because you're the one who kept track of this better than any of us, really.
Mm-hmm.
I know there were two separate shows running concurrently. It was Joel Hodgson's, which was
Cinematic Titanic.
And then there was Nelson's, which was Riff Track.
Originally, it was Film Crew. That crashed and burned right quick, but then they bounced back with Riff Tracks.
Okay, and Riff Tracks is still going, but at this moment, Cinematic Titanic has halted.
I believe so. I actually have not been.
Yeah.
I haven't.
I believe Cinematic Titanic has ended, and they're just not going to continue on. Mm-hmm. Although it could just be because Hodgson's doing pretty well for himself. He's a stand-up comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean...
I mean, that's what he was beforehand.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
yeah,
what he
yeah,
was
yeah.
before that all started. I just didn't think he'd go back to it. You know?
I think the one thing I'd want to see... It was actually another Nathan Fillion show. It was only on for 6 episodes, and Fox pulled the plug almost instantly.
Drive?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I love Drive. I thought...
Two guys, a girl, and a pizza pie.
The concept... the concept
what?
Of
he
Drive
was in that,
was,
too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the concept of Drive was actually really good.
I mean, that's the thing. A lot of shows have great premises, and unfortunately,
they're executed really poorly.
No, I mean, no. Some of them are executed rather well, but it just doesn't get the bump that this new network's looking for.
Yeah.
Like, I can tell you one of the shows I love that Fox used to do was Titus, because it just appealed to me, because, you know, it's a dysfunctional family, and we all have dysfunctional families in one way or another.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Stacey Keach was freaking awesome in that show.
Yes! And like, that was the thing.
Honestly, he should be the main character, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, he really was.
Oh, I mean, Greg the Bunny.
Yes.
I would see Greg the Bunny. Yep.
I have that on DVD. I love it.
Yep.
I've seen one episode of that. I'm like, and I said to myself, this is reminding me way too much of Meet the Feebles for my tastes. I'm sorry.
I prefer later
Peter Jackson. Not Hobbit later, but, you know.
Yeah, we're going to...
Are we talking like post-Frighteners or pre-Frighteners?
Post.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not... Let's I not love the Frighteners. Hobbit, or we're never going to turn that thing off. It's just going to run out of batteries.
No, what? Yeah. I mean, it's running actually off of...
Don't tell me that. I'll rant about Hobbit for the end of the... Till, like, tomorrow.
All right, anyway. So...
All right, so the 9-hour podcast is now turned into the 10-hour podcast.
Well, anyway, moving on. So next one, and this is one that's near and dear to my heart. And Zach, I know you're excited.
Huh.
Mallrats 2.
I know.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Well, okay, woo-hoo! So I was checking the news during my lunch break today, and it said Kevin Smith returning with ... And my cursor was hovering over, and I'm like, if the next words are Batman comic, I'm burning this place down. Mallrats 2. Okay, well, there you go.
Oh, no, I can't. Yeah, I was that person, and so many people, like, want to bitch slap me when I say it, but I'll watch, like, Clerks or something, and I'll be like, Mallrats is better.
High five, dude. Mm-hmm.
Mallrats is better.
I know
it is. It just is.
I know.
And can you... I swear to God, I hope that Stan Lee lives to see Mallrats 2 yes. so they can put him in.
He's in.
Oh, he's one of the ones that's confirmed?
Yes.
That just makes it even better. I didn't know about him.
And here's the thing. It's everybody in this little circle right now is excited for Mallrats 2 except for Jordan.
Yeah.
For those of you who can't see, Jordan is just waving like he's like trying to flag down a 747.
I was going to ask Brian, surely at one of the previous BGN comic shops, I think I actually talked about Mallrats, right?
I think it was
the second switcheroo when I reviewed Batman Cacophony.
Yes.
Mallrats pissed me the fuck off when I saw that in theaters. And I admit, it's been a really long time since I've seen it. What I mostly remember is just Jason Lee's character. I just wanted to see die in a fire.
Oh, that's one of my favorite parts of it.
But no, mostly it was actually, believe it or not, the part where I almost walked out of the theater was the Stan Lee cameo.
Mm. Which because bit of it, or the whole thing?
The part with the superhero dicks.
Okay,
I remember saying to myself, like, you know, I'm just getting into comics finally, and I you know, Stan Lee is quickly becoming one of my idols, and I saw this movie solely because I heard he was in this.
Yeah.
And I was really looking forward to what they were going to do with him, and it's all like, what's the thing's dick like, Mr. Stan Lee?
Well, I mean, you did see the bit that immediately followed that, right?
I think I was actually in the bathroom at the time.
Okay, yeah. So, mulling over
my options for just leaving.
Okay. Well, after that happens,
yeah, he says something like, "He's like, yeah, the guy's a little preoccupied with superhero penises, isn't he?"
Ah, well, he'll grow out of it.
Okay.
I love that.
Oh well, I mean, that's the thing. He said he wasn't in the theater.
I'll try and describe my point of view.
Don't be a dick.
What? I didn't hear
anything. He was saying, don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
Yeah.
It was a pun, if I read it that correctly.
Really
seemed, I think y'all got it, the it, point.
I saw it as an utter...
Continue.
I saw it as an utter waste of what I thought was going to be like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Because, after all, what are the odds we're going to see Stan Lee in another movie? Am I right?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, at the time, yes, I'll give you that.
Yeah,
because that was the thing. He'd only been in that, and then a documentary about comic books. Yes. And that was about it.
Yeah,
and then
he was on an episode of To Tell the Truth back in like the 70s, and I think that was,
well, that doesn't count.
That was like the most we'd ever seen him.
Although
on
camera. He was, I mean, this doesn't technically count because he didn't speak, but he was drawn into an episode of Batman, the animated series.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know that. Which one?
Hang on a second. Oh, Wikipedia. Well, you guys keep talking.
Okay. Well, continue.
So yeah, that movie pissed me the fuck off.
Okay.
Well,
that's
and
why.
And then I went on to enjoy half of Chasing Amy, and that's pretty much it for my Kevin Smith fandom.
Chasing Amy is kind of, I'll give you that.
It's really good in the first 15 minutes.
The first half of Chasing Amy is really good.
Yeah,
it is.
And then the second half is just Clerks again.
Yep.
And it lost me.
Yeah.
And,
well, and see, that was the thing.
I didn't even bother to see his human walrus.
Well, and here's the neither did we. Here's my thing. My thing with Kevin Smith is that I loved Clerks. Mallrats is probably my favorite film that he's ever done. Again, I agree with you, Jordan, that probably the first half of Chasing Amy is great. The second half kind of kills it for me. Dogma was the first Kevin Smith film I ever saw. Yeah. Which, and it was good. Jay and Silent Bob, I don't know. I
kind of like that movie.
Is okay, but really, I don't think they could carry their own movie. That's the problem. And then Clerks 2, I saw Clerks 2 5 times in theaters.
Okay, I've got it. I was wrong. It was Superman, the animated series.
Oh, during the death of Jack Kirby.
Yeah,
Jack Kirby's funeral scene.
I'm sorry, Jack Turpin's funeral.
Yeah,
right.
Turpin.
Yeah.
Apologies, it was not Batman, it just looked like the same animation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alright, but, you know, after Clerks 2 came out, and what was it, he had Jersey Girl, which didn't go anywhere, he did Cop Out, which
was awful.
Apparently, him and Bruce Willis loathe each other because
I could have sworn Clerks 2 came out after Jersey Girl, because that was the whole...
Or was it? Was that it?
Clerks 2 came out after James Silent Bob Strike Back was supposed to be, like, I'm striking the, striking the set on the Deus Universe... I'm a for reals filmmaker now. I'm going to make a serious movie about Jennifer Lopez dying. And
after Sheely, I mean, we kind of all wanted it.
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth?
Well, anyway, so
Clerks 2 again.
So Clerks 2, then Jersey Girl. Jersey Girl, and then it was, what was it, Red State?
Red State, which was also terrible.
I didn't see it. I honestly was just like, I don't care.
Yeah, that's where we're at now. And God forbid if anybody's seen Tusk. I just read the synopsis for that and was like, I'm out.
Nope. But...
The movie was based on a random caller at his podcast. Which was the...
Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Zach and Mary Make a Porno, which we've all forgotten about already.
Well, I didn't forget about it. It was just like, oh, wait, that's right. It was a Kevin Smith film. But, again, it featured none of the characters from the Kevin Smith universe. Yeah. The US universe.
Sometimes
so like,
you just have to accept what you're good at.
No.
That's one guy. No. Jason Mewes is in it, but he's not playing Jay.
I mean, saying none of the characters.
None of the characters.
Yeah,
but, so, and then there finally came, like, that he was doing the hockey movie, Hit Somebody, which then got moved into a series.
Hit Somebody.
I figured that was coming, so I let you have it. But then he announced Clerks 3, and I was like,
Mallrats 2.
I was like, why Clerks 3?
Yeah.
I'm trying to picture...
I was in the same boat with you on
I'm
that
trying
one.
To picture Quentin Tarantino announcing Pulp Fiction 2. Or...
Whenever I think of Tarantino...
True Romance 2.
This is going to sound...
This time there's feet.
This is going to sound terrible, but whenever I think Quentin Tarantino, I daydream about him coming out and saying he promises not to make any more movies. I'm sorry. I can't.
Thank you.
I don't like any of
Thank
them.
You.
All right,
I
anyway.
Agree.
Well, anyway. So,
except Death Proof. Which nobody likes.
I like Death Proof.
I love Death Proof.
Anyway, but here's my thing. So, like, when he announced Clerks 3, I was like, why are you making Clerks 3? Clerks 2 kind of wrapped it up where you don't have to go anywhere else
with
it.
You finished Dante's story.
You finished Dante and Randall's story.
Yeah, it's great.
And it's like, you know, there are other stories you could have, you know, tied up which would have been better. Like, you could have done Mallrats 2. You could have done Dogma 2. In fact,
Dogma 2 would
Dogma
be awesome.
2, because here's the thing. When he announced Clerks 3, it was, you know, everybody was like, there was that discussion about the Aztec thing.
Yeah.
The Mayan calendar, the end of the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, here's a free idea, okay? Bethany's kid has to prevent the end of the world according to the Mayan calendar. Boom, there's
done.
A movie.
Done. And you can stretch that.
You could have stretched that to a 90-minute film.
The concept in the world.
And then that would have tied up that. And
yeah.
Would have been done.
Precisely.
But I mean,
no.
But it was like, nope, Clerks 3. I was like, oh, come on. And then Tusk, then Tusk came out, and then like I think he's on the circuit right now promoting Clerks 3.
If I recall, Tusk was supposed to be like the first in a series of like from the podcast movies. Kind of like how Devil was supposed to be the first of Shyamalan's closet or whatever the hell that was supposed to be.
Well, remember I mean, here's the thing. It's just like, I think now because he's doing Clerks 3 and he's doing...
Oh, there's an idea. Shyamalan's The Sixth Sense 2.
I'd watch that. I'm just saying I would.
See dead people harder.
The Seventh Sense?
What like, would the tagline for that be? Sixth Sense 2. I see more dead people.
See dead... No, guys. See dead people harder.
Yeah. I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
It's a pun on Die Hard. Die Harder.
I'm not an imbecile. Right now.
Fair enough. Well, anyway, I think I understand why Kevin Smith's doing all these sequels now. It's because he's finally come to the realization after Red State and after Tusk
that maybe he should stop.
He should just, if he's gonna continue to make movies, which apparently he is.
Apparently.
he's doing what people actually want to see. They want to see. I mean, I wanted to see Mallrats 2 more than I wanted to see Clerks 2.
Yeah.
But I mean, you take the good again, like Brian said earlier. You take the good with the bad.
And I mean, Clerks 3. Have you heard the premise?
No.
It's supposed to be somebody's daughters instead are running the store instead of Dante and them.
Oh, Dante's kid?
Yeah, Dante's kid and somebody else's kid. Maybe not Randall's, but it's supposedly not them. They're in the movie, but they're not they're not centered.
Oh. Huh. Okay.
Like Kevin Smith's daughter is one of the clerks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I can see that.
Yeah, so I like that it's a new take. So it's not just Clerks 3, it's kind of like a new version of Clerks.
Okay. That I will.
And then we get Mallrats 2, which will also be very entertaining, I hope, because I love the first one.
Well, good news is they've announced that 6 of the original actors are currently signed on.
Actually 7 now, because they just got Ethan Suplee as well.
Yes.
Oh damn.
Yes. So that Ethan Suplee is returning as Willow.
Busy, is he?
No, isn't he doing My Name Is Earl still?
No, that ended
3 years ago.
My bad.
Wasn't that good anyway?
A while ago, Colin, you talked about the possibility of like bringing two guys, a girl, and a pizza place back. And like, well, you know, it's not like Ryan Reynolds is doing anything right now.
That's true. All right. Well, anyway, so aside from Ethan Suplee returning as Willem, you got Jason Mewes and Kevin Smith returning as Jan Sonbaum.
Yes. Ooh, Kevin Smith was available?
Yep, I know, right?
You don't say.
go figure. Michael Rooker is coming back as Jared Svenning.
Okay,
nice.
Shannon Doherty's coming back as Renee Mosier.
Yay.
Brenda.
Isn't she like old now?
They're all old.
And they're still hanging out at the mall.
Jason Lee's coming back as Brody.
I would hope so.
And yeah. Stan Lee's coming back as himself.
As Stan Lee.
Yeah. I hope the plot's about like malls being obsolete. I mean, is
man, that'd be actually really cool. Considering
you know what I would actually love to see?
Is TS going to be back, you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think that's probably who's trying to...
Okay, that's it. Mallrats 2, Amazon.com rats.
Well, you know what I could bet it's going to be? I bet it's going to... Because Brody was running a comic book store at the end of...
Well, if you're following the timeline... He's running a comic book store, and he's also making, or no, was that someone else?
Who?
No, wasn't Bucky also making the Blunt Man of Crime?
No, that's Banky.
Oh shit, that's Banky.
It's played by two
characters. Oh no, I remember that. I just couldn't remember if it was him again or if it was Banky because I know Ben Affleck's in there twice too.
Brody is running a comic book store. Yeah,
yeah.
Anyway. Can you believe who's gonna be Batman? Who? That asshole from Fashionable Male.
Ugh.
Oh, but he was the bomb in Phantoms.
Yeah. I knew someone was going to say it. Nice I just didn't know who.
There so, you go. I think I just enough. Killed Sean. Are you okay?
Anyway, I'm excited. It's slated for principal photography supposed to start summer 2016.
Good.
You know, excellent. That's the question then, though, is like, is he going to get TS back? Is he going to get Ben Affleck back? I don't know if he's going to get Affleck back. At all.
I think, honestly, I could live without Ben Affleck's character.
I mean, last time we saw him in Mallrats,
what about the dude from Walking Dead and Guardians of the Galaxy that played What's-Her-Name's dad?
Michael Rooker?
He's already terrible
with names. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's coming back as Mr. Spenning. Yeah.
That's going to be beautiful.
All right. So,
yep. All right, so here's my favorite piece of news for the night. Super Troopers 2.
Oh my god, that's right.
Yep. It was... It was announced yesterday that they were crowdfunding because apparently Fox Searchlight wanted them to go in one direction with the film, and they were like, nah.
I heard Fox just didn't want to do it.
Well, Brian can explain it better. Brian, what was their original take on this film?
I need to look at my phone real fast, but it was something along the lines of, like, since they didn't want to do a fucking, they didn't want to do a sequel where the troopers turn into super-powered monkey, you know, superheroes, they then opted to do something else. Fox Searchlight didn't want to do that. Instead, they're like, we'll greenlight it, but we're not giving you any money for this because we don't believe in the script.
Yeah, so basically, long story short, is Fox Searchlight greenlit the project but told them that the production cost had to be raised by them.
All right, if they're allowing it to be made but not financing it, isn't that more like a yellow light?
I mean, essentially,
I would agree. That's a great term for that.
Yeah, there you go. All right,
Fox Searchlight, yellow light.
Proceed with caution.
Yeah.
We just coined a new entertainment.
Slow your
ways.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm just glad I'm contributing to this episode.
All right, anyway. But the good,
I'm no hero.
But here's,
I can't stand to fly.
No.
That's just not me.
Yeah. It's all right, but so the good news is last night when I actually found the story, the Kickstarter had opened yesterday, March 24th.
Yes.
When I found it, it had already been funded a quarter of the production costs.
Yeah.
The amount they wanted was $2 million. As of today, before we started recording, and that was at about 7:30?
8:05.
Yes. Yeah. No, I'm sorry, 8:05?
Yep.
Yeah, 8:05, they had already financed the full $2
million. Whoa!
And there's still, like, 30 days left in the fundraiser.
Oh, well, so I guess we'll see that soon.
Yep.
Well, and they're shooting in the Northeast, so...
Yeah.
Well, and here's the one thing. Some of the perks, one of them was, you donate $10,000, we'll put you in a main role in the film.
Yeah.
Somebody
did that. Somebody like literally, it was, there's one of those. Somebody bought it when I went to look it up. I was like, what? Okay, fine.
Dude, if I had 10,000 laying around, absolutely.
If I had 10,000 to spread, yeah, I'd probably
be in a fucking movie.
I mean, I totally would.
I'd be in a movie, shit.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
But I mean, I'm excited about it. I mean, the Kickstarter video made me crack the hell up because
yeah, and Super Troopers, the first one, was really good because if you look at Broken Lizard,
if you look at Broken Liquor,
but you know, like some of the movies are really, really good, okay, and some of them are just kind of.
Did you bring into liquor before you came in here?
Yeah, okay.
But I mean, my favorite movie,
I'm imagining the name Zach Paris. Zach, the name of your autobiography is going to be Broken Liquor and the Upskirt Cool.
I like it.
I could do that.
I would read that book.
Just because people would go, what in the fuck does that mean?
I don't know, but I think I'm going to find it in these pages.
I think I just want to make a shirt that just has a cartoon outline of Zach's face, and it just says Broken Liquor and the Upskirt Cool.
Can it be a complimentary picture of my face? Can I not look like
that?
No.
Okay.
No, I got it. You need to start a band.
No, we'll take that screen cap from the Peggle episode.
No.
You're just like,
no.
No, you know what I'll do? I'll kill you. I'll just do a cartoon drawing of Star Wars kid face.
Oh, fuck you. And on a side note, I totally in West Virginia one year did that for Halloween. And people actually knew what the fuck it was.
What was it?
Star Wars kid.
The khakis and the
I would hope you know what that is.
Just look at him.
Look at me. Look at him.
Okay,
it's
no, I'm sorry.
Thing.
I didn't hear kid. So, that explains everything.
Anyway.
Yeah, my three most successful Halloween costumes at West Virginia were Star Wars kid, the Stiggs college attending cousin, and Peter Griffin.
Oh, jeez.
Freaking sweet.
Now, I haven't been on with you guys in a while. Did you guys discuss Star Wars yet, the announcement from last week?
What was the announcement from last
week?
They
put a date on the sequel to Episode 7, and they announced the first spinoff film and what it's called.
Oh.
Yes.
We didn't discuss it, but we had heard about it yet.
Yeah, so that's... the spinoff, I'm really excited for.
Actually, last week we were discussing the armored catfish that had been named Greedo.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
I know.
Isn't that the greatest? I saw the thing too, and I was like, I swear, if it was green,
yeah.
But yeah, the first that was a really, I mean, I was excited about it. The first spinoff film is called Rogue One, which I'm assuming means Rogue Squadron, which was an excellent video game and an excellent comic series,
and it's going to have a female lead, right?
Yeah, it's Felicity Jones.
Nice.
Who I think she was in Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, she was Black Cat. Or a woman who would have been Black Cat.
Would have been before all those shenanigans went down, which we don't need to hear Zach complain about for 5 hours. But,
I mean, we could, but, I mean, yeah, you're right, I don't want to.
No,
I still hated Crane Dad.
Everybody hated Crane Dad.
Oh, yeah, I was gonna say.
But, yeah, it's, that should be interesting, and apparently the plan for the second Star Wars feature film, it's coming out in 2017 around the 40th anniversary of Episode 4.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is a nice touch.
And that's only a two-year gap between 7 and 8.
Yep.
Which is bold.
It is.
Say, oh, but
speaking, I'm sorry.
But these days, how fast they make these movies, it's, you know.
I hate to cut you off, but just one little piece of comic book film-related news, Zach. I don't, because Brian just told me about it before everybody showed up. Guess he's going to be in X-Men Apocalypse.
Oh, I know.
Jubilee.
Well, I've not met any of them, okay. But supposedly people have been asking for it.
Technically, Jubilee was in X-Men 2. She actually had a scene and it was cut.
It was cut.
And she blows up like a stuffed saber-toothed tiger with her fireworks or some crap.
I just remember seeing her in like she was in a class with Storm, and then she like
oh, she there. Was in the first there movie Jubilee. In the first movie she's sitting in a classroom for like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Which is, in my opinion, too long to have her in anyway.
I like Pete Holmes' interview with it. The X-Men were... It was EX-Men.
Because yeah.
But I can't...
You look like the creepiest pervert's Riddle doll.
I really
Special
can't...
Special order.
I really can't knock X-Men lately just because of how much I love Days of Future Past.
You look like Hello Kitty's sad friend. Goodbye, Kitty. Goodbye, Kitty!
The poor woman, she had pigtails and no hoop earrings.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I mean, to be honest, I couldn't care less. I mean,
could have borrowed them from Dazzler.
Dazzler, the only other character that shot light, but was more useful. Yay!
Jubilee!
That was the thing.
To,
I always
to be fair, Dazzler needs to have. She needs to convert sound to light. Jubilee doesn't care about that shit.
Yeah.
And I mean, Jubilee joining the universe is kind of a small thing considering how much other horrible things are happening in the world of comic book films right now. One problem after another.
I mean, that is a podcast in itself, my friend.
Yeah.
I got a few, but I guess I'll save them for the next comic shop.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Let's see. All right, so before I forget, Jordan, you had something you wanted to mention to me about a video game you just picked up.
Yeah. There was a really nice flash sale on the PSN over the weekend, and of the like 7 games I picked up, I guess the one I want to talk about is the one in which you play poker with Brock Sampson from the Venture Brothers and,
oh, yeah,
and Claptrap from Borderlands.
That game is
and
so
Ash, and Ash
good.
From Evil Dead and Sam and Max and GLaDOS.
I was going to say GLaDOS is the dealer.
There's another one with the Heavy from Team Fortress 2.
And Strong Bad and Max from Sam and Max.
Yeah.
Sam and Tycho from Penny Arcade.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I've never heard Tycho talk before, and wow, that voice did not suit him at all.
No.
But no, it's Poker Night of the Inventory, and I decided to have that playing last night when my friends came over for our usual D6 Star Wars game,
yep.
And every one of them was just like jaw agape, saying like, "What the fuck is happening? Did your PlayStation become self aware?
Yeah.
And all the video game characters meet together to play poker like it's an after hours on the Wreck-It Ralph set.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know, it's I. Of the things I can talk about, I did appreciate the part where Claptrap bet his 2012 Spike TV Video Game Award for Best Original Character, and of course GLaDOS swings by and says, that looks familiar. Severed dongle. Okay, that was a bit of an inside joke there.
That's yeah. Okay, I still got it.
Ellen McLean just did not know what to make of Zach's show's name.
When she was I missed that. Yeah. Was it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did a promo for it, and she's just like...
I know, though. I've heard the promo, but was she, like, very confused?
She looks at it, she's like...
Sevendingo?
No, that was John Patrick Lowry.
It was Lowry that was like, Dingo? What the fuck?
It was good times.
Nobody understands my name because it's so outdated now.
Anyway, though, the other thing I can mention about Poker Night of the Inventory is that it is prone to freezing
And
crashing.
Yes.
A lot.
Yep.
For a game that sits at a table in one room and never leaves.
Yep.
It's from Telltale, who, you know, I like those guys a lot. I like The Walking Dead. I really like The Wolf Among Us.
Oh, Wolf Among Us.
But holy crap, man. I don't know. Their software is so hideously unstable. I'm picturing them trying to make like an FPS. And, their office building exploding.
Well, yeah, but did you play the Jurassic Park game they made?
I did.
So buggy.
They all are. They all are.
Oh my god! Yeah, it's like, how do you not have enough money to fix that?
Well, back when they made Jurassic Park, they did not have enough money to fix that. Trust me.
Oh, I know.
Well, okay, so
I think Back to the Future is probably the spoofest one that they ever made.
Oh, I did not care for that one.
Nah.
All right. So, just taking one step back from that, because I remember you actually showing me that game. I did enjoy it. I liked it. I liked it as I loved all the cameos. But I mean, again, it's just online poker. What are you gonna do?
Oh yeah, it's entertaining. Yeah.
It was a buck. Yeah, and it also occurs as it's Texas Hold'em. They have an Omaha variant as well. So there's that.
Oh,
but
okay.
I did realize that, you know, if I want to play Texas Hold'em, I could have just put in Red Dead Redemption or one of the Far Cries.
Also true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, taking one step back, I wanted to go back to Zach, what you were talking about Star Wars. But here's what I want to talk about: Star Wars Revisited, Empire Strikes Back.
I'm sorry. What are you talking about? It's been so long, I've forgotten.
Where is it?
Where is it? Can we not Batman voice right now?
Well, last time I looked on the website, it says they had one more change to make, and that was they were reshooting the Wampa scenes because all the Wampa cuts are just so fucked.
They are kind
of... Well, if you think of, I mean, yeah, because like the thing is, the one where Luke gets mauled by the thing the first time, that's one model. The one where Luke, where the fucking Wampa is just eating the Tauntaun corpse, that's another model. The one where the Wampa comes at him and Luke cuts its hand off, that's another model. The one where it's just like, ah, my hand, that's another model.
Yeah, I'm looking at it as you're talking about it. You're right, they all look different, every single one of them. One at the beginning doesn't even have horns.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's derp.
It's here, I'll show you.
Oh, by the way, I mentioned my D6 Star Wars tabletop role-playing game. Last week, my character got his arm lopped off by a lightsaber.
Uh-oh.
And I was telling everyone about that, and they said, like, oh, so you've been in this game for, like, 3 years, right? And I said, yeah, that's been about 3 years. I said, is this the first time any main character has lost a limb to a lightsaber? And I said, yes, it is. Like, how does that happen? Shouldn't it be, like, a twice-a-month kind of thing?
I was going to say, based on running time of those movies, you're right. That's a very lucky break
That's the first time. And, my character is a Deveronian. You know, the alien race that owes their existence to the fact that the costume department in New Hope ran out of alien costumes and had to put a devil.
Yes.
So I'm one of them.
Nice.
So
when they raided the Halloween store.
Yep.
Thank you. Brian just handed me something. All right. So
Oh, for God's sake! Really?
It's beautiful, isn't it, folks at home?
Yeah, for those of you who can't
see. Let me see that.
It is a Jack Burton action figure from Big Trouble in Little China. And it looks nothing like Kurt Russell, but it's just too funny.
They got the shirt right.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What's that company?
Actually, it looks a little like him.
Reaction. Oh, Reaction? I've got their Xenomorph figure from my loot crate.
Yeah, we got this at Toys R Us.
Get Lightning.
We were doing shopping for Regeneration Who.
What? Looking for things to get signed?
No. We actually are doing a live show at.
Oh, I know that. I just didn't know what you were shopping for.
Prizes.
Oh, good, very good.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we found that. It was like $3. So Brian was like, here, take it. I'm like, okay. Thank you.
Whatever. I mean, because why not? Because
why not? I love that movie. It's one of my favorites. Anyway, so anything else anybody want to talk about?
I mean, I can't think of anything.
I think we got enough here. All right. Yeah. So, very quickly, it's coming up on the hour mark here. Sean, where can we find you on the internet?
At Sean L. Holmes on Twitter.
All right. Jordan, where can we find you on the internet?
I'm also Twitter, at the Synapse, or I am the Synapse, THESYNAPZE. You can also find my video review show, Geek Critique, primarily at youtube.com/thesynapse, thesynapze. Do it today.
All right. Zach.
I am zpatterstein_sw on Twitter. And then if you want to look up the latest on our show, The Severed Dongle, you can go over to facebook.com/severeddongle for all of our updates and episodes.
And how many T's are in Patterstein?
Two.
Not counting the T in Stein?
Two T's. Three.
You think he'd know how to spell his own name?
He's been on Learn Good.
Been a long day, people. Been a long day.
He's done Learn Good.
Brian, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at bmassey1987, B-M-A-S-S-E-Y, 1987. You can also find me on our Facebook page for BGN Comic Shop, facebook.com/BGN Comic Shop. Check that out. And I'm on Vine. Look up Orange Hat Man. I'm updating semi-regularly, so.
Semi-regularly, like all the time.
Like every 30 seconds.
Like you just Vine 3 seconds.
I just did one right now.
Dude, is that tree new? Vine.
All right, and if you also are interested in any of Castaway Studios' other shows, such as BGN Comic Shop, or Severed Dongle, or Impromptu Who, or One Drunk Geek, or Geek Critique, so many shows. Oh my God, how do I keep track? You can find them at www.castwaystudios.com.
Also Story Mode.
Also Story
Mode. Also Story Mode. Always type www. Otherwise, like in Chrome, I mean, it's
There's
not like
be, we got to come up with a faster way to say www.
Anyway.
Three dubs.
Three dubs dot.
Three dubs dot.
Castwavestudios.internet.
With Saeed.
Anyway.
With Saeed.
Also,
hey, are we getting castwaystudios.porn?
No, we're not doing that.
They just sold those too late.
You mean you guys aren't doing porn yet?
Speak for yourself, by the way.
Please tell me we have castwaystudios.horse.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Jeff Jocks actually invented it. Beat your knuckles so hard.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
I almost
visual reference in an audio podcast.
Sorry,
I'm biting my fist.
Did not mean to almost kill you there, Colin.
No, that's okay. All right. That's fine. Anyway,
you can find us at castwaystudios.com. Don't forget to shop through castwaystudios.com/Amazon. Where you can support us, okay? What voice are you doing? I don't know.
I don't know.
Stop
either.
It.
I was thinking Gumby.
I was thinking either Gumby or Stewart from Mad TV. I can't tell.
Star?
He's like one sigh away from the old man from Family Guy.
Bullshit.
Anyway, I'm Colin Jacobus.
I'm Sean Hubs.
I'm Jordan Hazelwood.
I'm Zach Patterson, I think.
And I'm Brian Massey.
And you're boldly going nowhere. Outro.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com. Wow, that sounded great.